Texas. Texas wants to be its own nation, potentially. And apparently, you know, this center's been around for decades and decades, right? It never really got much traction for many, many years. But recently, in the last few years, especially since Joe Biden stumbled into the Oval Office, man, has it caught fire. And the numbers indicate that Texas may vote for independence. Now, what would that mean? Well, it'll be complicated. It'll be messy. Is it even legal? Some say yes, some say no. It depends on who you talk to. My next guest would say yes. Daniel Miller is the president of the Texas Nationalist Movement. Daniel, good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Steve.
And one of the driving factors pushing people towards the Texas referendum, which will likely happen next year, is the fact that the border is overrun. Martha's Vineyard, elitist playground for the uber wealthy, uber far left, can't handle 50. Oh, we've got a housing crisis. You've got 11,000 giant summer houses sitting empty after Labor Day, but they can't find a place for 50 people. You get 2,000 a day in the Rio Grande sector alone, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I guess we should start a GoFundMe and say we're all Martha's Vineyard now. I mean, you know, it's, look, you know, I would like to partially take some credit for what happened in Martha's Vineyard, because 12 years ago, Steve, we actually had private donors line up, and we announced to the public that we would be offering free bus tickets to Washington, D.C. for any interdicted illegal alien that would like to go. And that was primarily as a protest for Obama's alien transfer and exit program. So, you know, I like to think that Greg Abbott dug through the archives on our website, saw it, decided it was not a bad idea, and decided to do it. But look, we're sort of beyond this stunting, right? I mean, we're inarguably in an invasion. And this invasion
we certainly
now...
are. I mean, if you go back to Obama, I use that for just a moment here, Daniel, and that is...
Sure.
John Jay said, and he was the DHS secretary then, during Obama's tenure, the number of illegals coming into the country was about 300,000. A bad year was 400,000 per year. That many illegals are coming across the southern border in 6 and 8 weeks now, all the time. More than 2.2 million so far this year. It is off the charts. And yet, they still tell us there's 11 million illegals in America. Really? Funny how that number just never moves. We get 2 million a year and the number just never moves. So that's one of the driving forces behind Texas saying, listen, it's time that we leave the union. But I've got to ask you, Daniel, why does the governor of Texas, why does Governor Abbott not declare an invasion and get serious? Because it's going to happen next door. Carrie Lake's going to do it. Well, down the street there in Arizona. She's going to do it when she gets elected, and she will. She's up in the polls now by 5. Why won't Governor Abbott declare an invasion, which everybody can see it is, including, what is it, 31 counties in Texas now?
Yeah, the counties are starting to rack up, you know, and honestly, what you just said may be the motivation for Greg Abbott to finally do what we've all been crying out for him to do for a very long time now. And that is Carrie Lake's poll numbers. Look, we cannot escape the fact that our governor is motivated primarily by two factors. Number one, it's poll numbers, and number two, it's what his donors want. And that really is what motivates him on so many issues. We need that invasion declaration. We need a full militarization of the Texas State Guard, and we need them deployed as a border protection force to repel what is an invasion. When you have these narco-terrorist groups, the cartels, in operational control of the border, you've got border sheriffs declaring that. You've got county after county after county, not just on the border, but inland in Texas, declaring this an invasion. It's time to get some real leadership here in Texas. And Steve, to the point that you made at the very beginning of this, I think it is absolutely no mistake that for 15 years, the border and immigration have both together combined been the number one concern in polling for Texas voters.
Of course it is.
And we have seen, as the federal government has continued to destabilize Texas by destabilizing the border, support for Texas has grown. So as you see these issues track so closely together, the message is clear to Greg Abbott. It's time to get serious about the border. Let the people of Texas vote on the issue of Texas. Because the only way we will ever get 100% security on our border and a sane immigration policy is to become a self-governing, independent nation again.
Well, let's talk about the numbers. Where are we? Like I said, for decades, it's kind of been out there. It was kind of a fringe thing for a long time. It's really not clear. Texas joined the Union in 1845, 9 years an independent nation before that. They came on board in 1845. They had some promises then, but then the Civil War came and went, and most legal scholars believe that Texas is part of the Union and can't just arbitrarily leave. You obviously don't agree with that. And what are the numbers of those being asked how they would vote if a referendum is put before the folks?
Yeah, Steve, it's been an exciting journey for me. I've been working on this project for 26 years. In 2005, when we founded the Texas Nationalist Movement, support for independence was polling in single digits. I like to say that we've always polled higher than the approval rating of the U.S. Congress, which generally polls right above or below that of leprosy. Okay. But since then, the most recent poll that we had was in June. It was a Survey USA poll specifically asking Texas voters. And what we saw was 66% of likely voters, including 73% of Republicans, 54% of Democrats, and 53% of independent voters, if this goes on the ballot tomorrow, would vote yes. Let's become an independent nation again.
So let me ask you this, just for this, let's just game this out a little bit. Because I think if Texas decided that it wanted to be an independent nation, Oklahoma might want to go with you. Louisiana might want to go with you. You know, honestly.
Well, Oklahoma is the largest county in Texas, right?
Well, it is. And it's the reddest state in America. It is. It's the only state that I've looked at consistently that never even has a county that votes blue. Not even a county that votes blue, ever. Been that way for a while. It might be the largest county in Texas. I'm sure the Oklahoma people feel great about that. But isn't it possible that such a move could incorporate other states, Gulf states, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama? I mean, is that not possible?
Well, I'll tell you, when I released my book, Texit, Why and How Texas Will Leave the Union, back in 2018, some of the greatest attention that it got initially were from people in other states. That we're looking at the arguments that we're making for Texas and looking at the path that we have set out to make Texas a reality and trying to figure out how to incorporate it for their states. So to game this out, if you want to look at what this means for other states, number one is every state should be having this conversation, asking themselves if they had to vote to join the union today, would they vote yes? And if not, why would they vote to stay? But beyond that conversation, they really need to be thinking about what something on the other side, a relationship among the states could look like post multiple exits in the former United States of America. And what you get is a picture of states that engage in mutual defense, trade, travel, all of these things that self-governing independent nations around the world do without having to take a knee to Washington, D.C., and oddly, what you get is closer to a vision of the founders and the framers than the federal government is today.
Well, Daniel, it is an interesting conversation that is certainly picking up speed. No question about that. Daniel Miller, president of the Texas Nationalist Movement, 26 years on now and becoming a serious conversation. Thank you for being here. Of course, if you get a referendum date, we'll have you back on immediately. Thank you.
Super. Sounds great, Steve. Thank you.
There you have it. All right. So if your state was asked today, would you join the union? Blue state, red state, what would happen? It's a pretty good question, isn't it? We'll take a quick break, let you think about it here. I'll be right back.
Adam from Patriot Foods of Michigan Company, committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of Muskox Outdoor Apparel, a Michigan company focused on quality, performance, and helping you get outdoors to live your next adventure. Go to GoMuskox.com and check out the Grand Flannel, our signature product that's made of 100% double-brushed cotton. It's heavyweight, designed to last, and makes a great gift for the outdoorsman in your life. Visit GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com. bluebirdfoundation.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.
Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.